That was amazing. I was trying not to sort of like jump about when I'm trying to film as well in the studio. That was awesome. Did you say you wrote that one?
Yeah.
That's really good. What a great song.
Oh, thank you very much.
Do you ever feel sometimes songs come through so quickly, it's like they've come through from the universe. It's almost like you haven't written them yourself. Do you ever get that with some of the songs? Because not every song is easy to get out.
I'm sort of like, I either can't write anything or it just comes out. Normally, that's how it is. That one I wrote, we all write. Everyone in the band writes, and sometimes we collaborate and write together and stuff. And it just sort of, it was like we were keeping the show on the road. During the pandemic, we were doing a live stream every night. And so our hashtag was "The Show Must Go On," because we were stuck inside and doing it there. And then when we got back on the road again, it was like, wow, I kept saying we've got to put our foot to the pedal, you know, pedal to the metal. You've got like, it's like coming out of a stuck in mud or something. You've got to get going until you're on a road. And then that came in my head and I thought, well, we're keeping the show on the road. So that's what we're doing. And they just come out. And I think it's great because we do a lot of covers because we love them and that's the music. And then we write some and we do probably about 50% of our stuff is our own stuff. And it keeps it. You're keeping the genre alive, as it were, you know.
Yeah. And you've worked with so many people over the years. Is it feels like a bit of a gift too? Because it doesn't happen for every band, does it? So you've been very, very successful and you've played all over the world as well.
Yeah, it's great. But it is funny because, people think, oh, if you don't win X Factor or BGT or something, where are you then? But Yeah, we tour all over the world. We're in America. We're going to America in a couple of weeks or two, 3 weeks' time or something. We're in Germany, Essex. We go everywhere. And it's amazing. And like I said, we meet lovely people. But we also do a lot of festivals and you meet a lot of talent and a lot of fantastic people, fantastic talent that are out there touring the world and making a living doing it. And it is utterly possible to live your dream.
Yep. And you don't have to be mainstream. I always say, you know, guests that come in, you can find your market and the people that love you. And you may never appear on television or play at the Royal Albert Hall, but you can still make a living and enjoy doing music.
Exactly. And it's especially nowadays with, the good side and the bad side of the internet. But you've got like TikTok and Instagram and all that. And the thing is, you can just do any music pretty much and you'll find, if it's good, you'll reach a niche audience and there'll be people of all ages that are sitting there scrolling and suddenly they like you. So in some ways you can actually reach more people than you could before.
One of your most famous songs is Bring Me Sunshine. So let's ask you guys, what brings you sunshine in your lives?
Oh, talking to people like you.
Yay.
It's difficult to say, isn't it?
Tea and biscuits.
my wife, a nice meal, but ultimately, like, probably it is just playing and playing a really good show because it's an audience. So people go, oh, you're playing in Vegas and now here you are in a social club in wherever. How do you? And we go, well, the thing is, obviously the places are sometimes more interesting or romantic, warmer, but...
The
audience is an audience. And as long as you've got an audience in front of you and we're enjoying ourselves. One of the things is we love the music we're doing. So we're enjoying ourselves. We did a gig the other night, actually, at a Warner's in Bodily Widdly Woodily Woo. Bottle Whittle. Bottle Whittle.
Bottle Whittle.
Bottle Whittle. Bottle Whittle, yeah, in Wales at the castle. And a lot of people kept coming up and saying, oh, you just look like you're enjoying yourselves. And we are, and then that's infectious, and then the audience enjoys themselves as well. And we really enjoy it. It really is fun. It's just fun music, and we're on stage. And that's why I think people do it. If you're doing a job and making a living, so that brings me sunshine. What about you, chaps?
Same, I think. Yeah, just meeting lots of people, how they respond to the music, because it's very happy, positive music, so... just seeing the joy it brings, bringing them sunshine brings us sunshine, basically. I think soppy, but true.
Okay, anyone else?
No, yeah, it's basically the difference you make to people. Like, you know, some people, they travel a long way to see you, and some people that you play into them, the show has really impacted on them. And then they're going through some hard things and, you know, different things and in life and stuff, and it's just the effect it has on them. And, you know, that makes it all worthtwhile doing what we do.
Yeah. What about you two guys?
I think they've covered it all, really.
They don't want to say anything else. Now,
well, Ken does like a pie and mash.
Oh no! With lots of liquor. Oh no! With jelly deals. You have the jelly deals.
The thing is, we're all vegan now. We're all vegan now, so we have they do vegan pie and mash.
Are you all vegan, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're even plant based. We're even playing at the vegan camp out this year.
Mm-hmm. It's weird, isn't it? We're a bunch of like Essex boys who used to have full English breakfast every morning and kebabs before going to bed, and then about 6 years ago.
The daily diet was full English breakfast for breakfast.
Yep.
Full English breakfast for lunch. No, kebab for lunch and curry for dinner.
But a nice, we're like, you know, pie and mash.
Yeah, you can still have all those things. Vegan food's great now because it's just
anything,
isn't it? Really?
Anything, anywhere.
Yeah. That's why they've got so much energy out there. There we go. Yeah. The gig that's taking place on Thursday, the 27th, at the Queen's Theatre. Tickets are £22 each.
Bargain!
Always sells out. Bargain! Because you're only there one night, though.
One night only. Yeah.
And so have you got any support this year, or is it just you guys?
I was trying to think of a joke to do with support, so...
I knew that was... I shouldn't have said that.
Like some pillars or something.
Yeah. Noelle's doing it. We have a lovely young lady from not far from where we live nowadays, called Noelle Vaughan.
Mm-hmm.
And she has sultry tones for jazz, and yet she can rip it up and do some R&B, old R&B stuff and everything. So she's there singing with us as well, yeah.
Brilliant. So,
and of course, Grazia on the accordion.
Yes, who's not here today? Is that my phone or somebody else's? No, I'm sorry about that.
Well, I think it's mine. Oh, gosh, I never have mine on. It was because someone phoned me up earlier, which never happens.
What else was I? I was going to ask you something. Yes, I was talking off air. You are very much involved in drug prevention. It's Drug Free World. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, basically, we're very much into drug prevention and we do Drug Free World. we've been doing this for years and years and years, mainly because I had friends, and I nearly went that slippery slope when I first moved to London years ago to become famous, quote unquote, and ended up with people who were smoking grass, and then gradually they went on to graduated onto other stuff, and luckily I didn't. Because I was nutty enough anyway and didn't need it. They all came to different ends. And it was a bit of a wake-up call for me once when one of them sort of collapsed and I had to get him to hospital and I had to help him jack up, as they say, back in the day. And he's not on drugs anymore. I actually met him again after 40 years and he actually is doing well, got a family and not on it. But at the time... and then you see so many musicians get into it and so many people into music and people give the impression it's cool and it's not. And it's not even rebellious.
No.
It's the opposite of that. It's part of what's become part of the modern day system. Don't do it. It doesn't help you. And ultimately, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to ruin your life. And so we basically do, there's a thing called Drug Free World Foundation. Foundation for Drug Free World, rather, which has, you know, .com, you can find that, has all sorts of information and free booklets and stuff. And we do gigs around the place. So we do Romford Market sometimes and various places. And we play and we entertain people, show that you can be quite crazy without them and get other people involved in it because it's going to take more than just one group. And it's the booklets are free because they're sponsored by the parishioners of the Church of Scientology. But we get involved with all sorts of different groups, both religious, non-religious, what do they call it in America? Non-profit organisations. And basically spread the word about the harms.
I think we call them charities.
In England, yeah. No, non-profit is something different, isn't it, in the charity?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Anyway, organisations that are non-governmental but not for profit. I don't know. Anyway, so we do that with a lot of people, and it's a well-worthy cause, especially for young people. So, A, the young people know, but also to we have a lot of mothers and stuff who go, oh, it's good to have the information because, you know, they don't know how to tell their kids about it. And the idea is that they can read it and make an informed choice.
Yeah.
Because if you just say no to people, normally, often they go the other way around, you know, reverse psychology. So, yeah, basically that's it. And we do it in Romford, Kent and all around.
Yeah, I know you guys do a really good job with that. And that's,
yeah. The website is, Alex is pointing it out to me, drugfreeworld.org. And it was originally inspired by, like I said, because it started with Scientology, with the works of L. Ron Hubbard, and he wrote a lot about, you know, not taking drugs and how they can affect you and come back on you later in life. Mm. You know, someone can take LSD when they're a kid or a teenager and then even give it up and then be driving years later and suddenly trip out, you know, and it comes back on them because it's still in the fatty tissues of the body.
Yep, absolutely. So well done, you guys, for actually going out there and doing that. I thought I would mention it because I know we talked off air before, and sometimes bands don't like to mention the other bits they do, but it is a really good thing that you do, especially in places like Romford as well.
You know,
talking to people direct. Now, we're going to have another song.
We are. So, I think anyway. We're going to do another one, what we wrote, we threw together. I wrote, Vince, the piano player, said, oh, we should have a song for Valentine's.
Yeah.
And then, so I said, well, as we were sitting in Norway, an airport, stuck because the planes were cancelled, then I quickly wrote out some lyrics. And then Vince helped me with coming up with the tune. And then we threw it together the other day, literally a week ago, and did a little video, which is online. And we did a on our website, which is joyofaces.com. We got a free download so people can have it as a early Valentine's present and send it to their loved ones.
Aww. Oh, see, the boys are there.
I could do is, even silly, because I wrote the lyrics, but I'm just going to bring them up on my iPhone, see behind the scenes transparency. In case I forget them, but we did do it the other night. So, yeah, here we go. First time on radio live. It's called Buon San Valentino, which is Italian for Happy St. Valentine's.
One, two, three, four.
When February comes around, my heart begins to pound. Buon San Valentino. That's when my cute baby will come to visit me. Buon San Valentino. In the 3rd century in Rome, Valentino made his home. There he married couples in secrecy. But now in present time, I'll make my baby mine. Buon San Valentino. Comes around, my heart begins to pound. Buon San Valentino. That's when my cute baby will come to visit me. Buon San Valentino. In 3rd century in Rome, Valentino made his home. There he married couples in secrecy. But now in present time, I'll make my baby mine. Buon San Valentino. Buon San Valentino. Buon San Valentino.
Love, 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 love.
So good. I was joining in with that on the call. Well, that was brilliant. See, the thing is, I like about your songs there is you can hear them round and then you get the hook of the song and you must get people joining in the audience. Like they've heard this song before, but it's your original tune.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. It's lovely.
Thank you very much.
And that's for Valentine's Day. So if you want to download that, you can do. Because
it's free.
Don't forget, it's tomorrow, guys.
Download it today. Save it on your phone or whatever and send it to your loved one first thing in the morning or tonight.
Yeah, do that or otherwise face the wrath of your partner.
Exactly.
There we go.
Well, even like, you can even call us and
We'll sing it over the phone
to them if you catch us. So we did that one year we did a croonogram for Valentine's Day on a whim, and it was for a charity, I think, for a Veterans Association, and not forgotten or something, I can't remember. And I was inundated with phone numbers and I had to keep phoning people's girlfriends and sing to them. Sometimes I had to phone the boyfriend from the girl. It was quite weird. But anyway, it was very nice.
There we go. That is the Jive Aces. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Always wonderful to hear you play live. They are excellent. You can see them on the 27th at the Queen's Theatre. Tickets are £22 each. Go and have a look at the website, which is the Jive Aces, and you'll find all the details. All the merch is there. You can download songs. Always good to buy merch, download the albums, and also you can probably buy physical copies as well. Always helps
even
the band.
Even vinyl.
Yeah,
vinyl.
Always helps the bands, keep people going. So it's lovely to see you guys again. Great and best of luck on the 27th.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There we go. That is the wonderful Jive Aces. It's